nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0. We are back. I can't believe it. For the second half of today's show, we've already flown through the first part, and we have so much more to go. We're going to go to the movies in this part. We're going to take a look at homophones. We've got other challenges as well, such as Double Trouble and Say What. So let's get right back into it. We need to listen to our Say What soundbite. And this is, as I said, a voice that many native speakers would recognize. Somebody who's pretty well known, I would say globally. So I'm trying to give you a couple clues without giving it away. So here it is, folks. This is today's Say What soundbite for the third time. Write down what you hear.
Casual. Quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does it say to you?
It restates the negativeness of the universe.
All right. So, wow. Sounds exciting. Whoa. All right. Well, I don't know. Did you get it already, or am I losing my mind here? Let me know if you got it, because sometimes, guys, there's so many comments, which is awesome, that I can't remember if somebody figured it out or not. So I think, Kubla, you might have gotten it all already. Is that true, or am I imagining it? Maybe I'm having deja vu. All right, well, I'll tell you what, folks. Either way, the show must go on, so we're going to move right into a section where we look at words that tend to be tricky for my students. It's a section we call homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
So as always, I'm going to give you two words in Spanish. The good news is here, in many cases, I would say half, 50% of the time, I didn't know the word in Spanish. So this forces me to look up the word and learn a new word in Spanish. So as I say, and I tell you every day, you aren't the only ones learning here. A teacher must be a good learner. A teacher's got to constantly be updating their knowledge. I believe that. I believe any professional is always updating their knowledge. All right, so let's take a look at our words. Now, the first word is the vertical part of a door frame. What? Yeah, the vertical part of a door frame. Now, a door frame is el marco de la puerta, maybe like a picture frame. It says here jamba. It says quicial, larguero, quicio. Again, I need you guys to help me here, because I've got five options and I don't know which one it is. So again, you're teaching the teacher when it comes to Spanish. I always tell people too, they say, are you a teacher? I go, well, it depends what we're learning. Sometimes I'm the teacher, and many times I'm the student as well. So the first word, jamba, o suena, jamba, o jamba. It sounds like the name of a discoteca in Cádiz on the beach. Jamba. Larguero, right? It is, let's explore here a little bit and see what we come up with. Yeah, jamba, quicio. So, me saca de quicio es me saca de esto. All right, well, it is, otra vez, si no lo tienes claro, la parte en inglés is vertical part of a door frame. Chris, is it jamba or jamba? Es jamba, ¿no? La J siempre es, si no me equivoco, ¿no? Pero jamba suena bien, ¿eh? I like it. It's cool. All right, so that's our first word, jamba. Me quedo con la J, siguiendo el español, ¿no? Como yo lo sé. And the second word I'm looking for here is the word mermelada, or atasco, or sesión improvisada, or atrancarse, or forzar. Wow, it's a very rich word, isn't it? So, there are two words there. The word jamba, que yo acabo de aprender, and the word mermelada, atasco, sesión improvisada, y mucho más. Vamos, I'm scrolling down the page here, and man, they're apretar, meter a la fuerza, a ver, en un lío, en problemas, en apuros, right? Okay, let's see what you guys came up with over here. The first person to participate is Kubla. And Kubla, these are the correct words. So you got the words right. And Kubla says that they're homophones. Okay, good. Let's see if your fellow classmates agree with you. Born to Iron Man says and sound alike. Okay, great, great. Anybody else? Chris Valrol says that the words are homophones. So right now, 3 out of 3 are saying that these words are homophones. Connie says and are the words, and they are homophones. You guys seem pretty sure of yourselves today. Lupe agrees. Those are the words, and she says they sound alike. And Alicia, she's saying the same. So let me ask you this. Does anybody think these words aren't homophones? Going once, going twice? Well, you guys are absolutely right. They're homophones, yeah. De hecho, ¿quieres saber la verdad? This is not a word that I heard, right? Excuse me, that I saw written. It's the opposite. It's a word I only heard when I was a kid. Somebody would say, careful, you're going to get your fingers in the door jam. So in my head, that word never had a B. No tenía una B. ¿Por qué? Porque no lo había escrito. But technically, that B is silent. And I didn't know. ¿Un nativo? Yo te lo juro. Pregunta a un nativo. ¿Cómo se llama la parte vertical of the door frame? Y te van a decir J-A-M. Why? Because all our lives we said the door jam. Pero otra vez, no es una palabra que sueles ver escrito. No, no es como hello or thank you o estas palabras que están escritas en correos en todas partes, right? Sale, rebajas. There are certain words you're going to see everywhere. But some words, unless you're reading a novel and there's some specific vocabulary, a native speaker is going to hear the word way before they read the word, right? Especially as a child, we don't know how to read. So we're just, you know, hearing it. So a door jam. That B is silent, like lamb. Cordero, lamb. Otra, bomb. Bomba, la B es muda. Numb, entumecido. Yo siempre decía sin sentido. Pero ahora ya me he quedado con entumecido. Hey, ¿qué te parece ahí, eh? So careful with those. And how do you do it? Make a list of words with the silent B. And say them until you never say those B's again. Nobody ever says lamb or mom or bomb. They say bomb and lamb. No B. It's just there to confuse you. That's all. So, jamba, the door jam. And jam, the second word, well, mermelada. It's another way of saying, you can say marmalade, but in the States we say jelly or jam, right? Jelly or jam. Marmalade exists, but ¿no te parece un poco largo para decir marmalade? Jam, jelly. Además, jam and jam, cha, 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 cha. A mí me gustan las palabras que empiezan con J. Son muy impactantes, right? So jam, let's take a look at the use here. Now, also, don't mix these words up with ham, jamón. So there's the door jam, and then there's jam, mermelada. Jam, there was a traffic jam. Okay, seguro que todos conocéis esa. They were jamming in the studio, improvisando, to jam. Very famous song by Mr. Bob Marley. We're jamming, we're jamming, we hope you like jamming too. We're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming. Ahí no está diciendo estamos atascados, ¿no? You can tell, you can listen to the context. Also, to jam something is... Atrancarse, the door is jammed. So imagine that. Ahí tenéis un double trouble, pero no son iguales. Yo antes creía que sí. So there's some jam jammed in the door jam. Oh, my God. Los primeros dos no llevan B, la última sí. Para no liarte. I'm trying to clear it up, and I think I'm making it more difficult. And if you're in a jam, estás en un atasco, un apuro, you would say. But thank you so much for your help this afternoon. I was really in a jam. Okay? So, good word to know, guys. Ja. Remember that J sound. No es yam, porque como digas yam, Y-A-M, estás diciendo batata, boniato. Which, okay, I'm hungry if you're ready to give us some yams. But jam, the door jam. Also, what's the portillo is what you say here? Miss, see how curiosity keeps us going? I was going to go on to the next section. Ahora me quedé con la duda. No. So, pomo, picaporte, correcto. Miss, I've been exposed to that word 100 times. Todavía no se me ha quedado. Pero no pasa nada. Ya se me quedará. You know? But I just need to see it. So, pomo o picaporte. Do you know how to say this word in English? Let's see if anybody knows this word. It's another word with a silent letter. In this case, it's got a silent K, like knife, like no, like knowledge, like knee, rodilla. Looking at a lot of silent letters today. Let's see if you guys know this one. Pomo o picaporte. Ah, y en inglés británico, también en inglés americano, imbécil. Y también es verga o nabo. Okay. Okay. Okay, it's interesting. A lot of you guys are putting knocker, which is strange because for us, a knocker is the no, literalmente la cosa que tienes en medio que puedes hacer eso. Kubla, that's the word I'm looking for. It's a knob, right? The word knob. So knob is donde pones la mano you twist it and you open it up or you put the key in. Usually it's in the door knob. Not all knobs have a key in them, obviously. But the knocker is the part that goes k-k-k, you know? That's a more specific part. The buzzer, el telefonillo, abajo. So these are all words. These are more important than your telephone, really, because we use this kind of vocabulary more. El telefonillo, ¿cuál es el número? You know, so your knob, your doorknob. And remember, knob, in British English, this knob has a big knob. Significa este imbécil tiene un nabo grande. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you guys. So if somebody calls you a knob, you punch him in the face. I'm just kidding. We never, ever promote violence here on the show with no name. But we always promote joking around and goofing off. Goofing off is como tonteando, right? But I'll tell you what. Why don't we go to one of my favorite places? A place where just the smell of this place gets me really nostalgic. And the smell, I'm talking about that smell of popcorn, that buttery smell of popcorn that you'll only smell at a movie theater. So are you guys ready? Let's do this. Name that movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And here's where we're going to take a look at a movie. And you guys have to tell me if you recognize the movie. I'm going to give you the trailer, the storyline, and then we'll go through some of the dialogue to learn some English, some structures, and other interesting things like that. So here is today's Name That Movie. Here we go. Artie and Diane agree to look after their three grandkids when their type A helicopter parents need to leave town for work. Problems arise when the kids' 21st century behavior collides with Artie and Diane's old school methods. Okay, there you go. So, el nombre Arturo, Artie and Diane agree to, están de acuerdo, ¿no? To look after, cuidar de, their three grandkids. Okay, you can say grandchildren or grandkids. When they're type A helicopter parents, now no sé cómo lo decís en español, but helicopter parents, I have to be honest, I'm a little bit, I'm trying not to be. But a helicopter parent hovers over their child. Como un helicóptero, like, se va a caer. And it's not good. Okay, there's like everything. So I have a tendency to be a little bit of a helicopter parent myself. And I'm trying not to. I'm trying to let my daughter learn, okay, well, you know, if you run and you don't look, sometimes you fall, you know. But it's hard as a parent because you want to be there to, you know, soften the blow, como decimos. Hacer más suave el golpe. But really, how do we learn? Okay, so that's the issue there. I'm defending, escúchame defender los helicopter parents. So helicopter parents, padres que no dejan respirar a los hijos. And they need to leave town for work. Okay, so se van porque tienen un viaje de negocios, a business trip. And problems arise. Okay, arises, surgen. When the kid's 21st century behavior, okay, behavior, en inglés británico se escribe con U como color, pero los americanos simplificamos, we say behavior, sin U, color, sin U. And their 21st century behavior collides, choca. Now we say when worlds collide with Artie and Diane's old school methods. Y quiero que todos me pronunciéis esta palabra porque method, he oído varias versiones. The correct one, method. You know how to say id? Id, like Sigmund Freud, the id, the ego, the superego, the id. All right, well, there you go. You've got it there. Method. Method. See? No, method es como una I. Method. Method. All right, looks like we've got some winners over here. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for your classmates, Chris Valrol and Kublai. Chris says also there's a Judas Priest song called Parental Guidance. Well, that's right. The name of this movie is Parental Guidance. ¿Sabes de dónde lo sacamos, este Parental Guidance? Ah, bueno, primero voy a ver yo cómo se traduce esto al español. Parental Guidance, porque a lo mejor lo he oído, pero no me suena. Control Parental. Un poco diferente. Nosotros decimos guía en vez de control. It sounds better, right? Parental Guidance. But you know where it comes from? The following film has been rated PG. Parental Guidance is los ratings en las películas. PG, PG-13, R, ¿no? Cuando te ponen, no sé, yo sé en España te ponen menores, pero ahí tenemos a rating system. And so Parental Guidance is a PG rating. Okay, so it's kind of playing with it's a movie that's playing with movie titles. And this movie stars Bette Midler. You guys know Bette Midler? Very famous. She was in, she's been in so many movies, but she was also in this movie with Billy Crystal, who, also very, very famous actor. So Bette Midler and Billy Crystal, they play the grandparents, and Marissa Tomei plays the mother, and Tom Everett Scott plays the father, the helicopter parents that we were just talking about. So let's take a look at the scene over here. Oh, and the idea came, this is a real idea here, real Billy Crystal, a grandfather, because he's old now, him and his wife looked after their grandchildren for a weekend, and Billy Crystal said, "This is a movie. I'm going to write a movie about this. This is definitely a movie." And yeah, it was. And so I think it's a funny, it's the typical funny movies. I'm a huge Billy Crystal fan. City Slickers, como decís vosotros, la de City Slickers. Que se va al campo, es de ciudad y se va. City Slicker. And a city slicker is un tío de ciudad, right? So let's take a look at the scene here from Parental Guidance. It's a movie that came out in the year 2012. Kind of a comeback for Billy Crystal because he's been in movies, but his last leading role before this was Analyze That, which was 2002. Yo no sé cómo lo llamáis en español. Sé que cambiasteis el título. In English, it's with Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal. Robert De Niro plays a mob boss, un mafioso, un capo, and his shrink. So his psychiatrist, his shrink, is Billy Crystal. And the first one's Analyze This, and the second one's Analyze That. And that was kind of the last time. And Billy Crystal was the king up until that point. But this was a little bit of a comeback for him. And Billy Crystal, I think, is one of the people who has hosted the Oscars the most, if I'm not mistaken. Cowboys de Ciudad, City Slickers. Me encanta. Okay, so Diane says, bravo. We say that in English. Bravo, bravo. We say it too, pero lo pronunciamos un poco diferente. We don't say bravo, we say bravo, bravo. Oh, wow. Y acuérdate, por favor, si vas a escribir, la palabra wow en inglés no es G-U-A-U, es W-O-W. Wow. Harper, that was wonderful. Eso fue maravilloso. And Harper says, I stunk as I sucked. La cagué, lo hice fatal. I stunk. Viene del verbo stink, apestar. Oh, I stunk. And Diane says, you most certainly did not. Pues no, no. You know, she's trying to console her, to make her feel better about what just happened. And then she turns to the doctor. Diane turns to the doctor and says, wasn't she wonderful? ¿No fue ella maravillosa? And the doctor says, and this is where a dose of honesty over here comes in. No, this will not be good enough for your audition. You must practice more. When my daughter underperforms, I shun her. This girl should be shunned. Oh, my God. So, tell us how you really feel. So lo que dice es, this will not be good enough for your audition. Esto no va a ser lo suficiente. No va a dar la talla para tu casting. You must practice more. Debes practicar más. When my daughter underperforms. So to underperform is no dar la talla, ¿no? En el cole, en cualquier cosa. To underperform, we call it. Su rendimiento no es como no rinde lo que debería. She underperforms. I shun her. Now, have you guys heard this word before? To shun. S-H-U-N. ¿Ves? Estoy aprendiendo yo en español. To shun is evadir, rehuir, evitar. Right? Rehuir. He oído rehuir antes. Y evitar, evidentemente. So, to shun somebody. And if you shun somebody, you literally just give them the silent treatment. You avoid them at all costs. So he goes, when my daughter underperforms, I shun her. Oh, my God. And he goes, this girl should be shunned. Oh, my God. So what I'm learning, too, as a parent, I guess these are my movies now, right, is that there are many, many ways to raise a kid. And there are many, many different kids out there. And no two kids are the same. They're all like beautiful little snowflakes. No. La palabra snowflake ha cambiado, ¿eh? When we used to say snowflake when we were younger, oh, you're unique, like a snowflake, you know. But now the word snowflake is like somebody who has strong convictions, but they'll change them if you want. Like, you know, like, these are my convictions. And so I'm so unique and snowflakes. No sé qué sería la traducción de snowflakes, pero es como una palabra puede cambiar de sentido. Let's ask Google. Google knows everything. Define snowflake. Y como me ponga copo de nieve, me voy, porque evidentemente no quiero copo de nieve. I know what that is. So let's see. Define snowflake. Mira, es que Google, you know why? I hate to say it. Google, they're a bit snowflakey. Yeah, that's why. Okay. Snowflake, os lo voy a leer aquí, okay? He tenido que buscar tres veces, because, as I said, snowflakes don't want you to know about snowflakes. They want you to think, you know, they're unique. It says, snowflake is a 2010s derogatory slang term for a person implying that he, she, it, them, whatever, has an inflated sense of uniqueness. I am a snowflake and special. An unwarranted sense of entitlement. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is the world's full of these people. Careful with them. Like, I deserve. Ese es como este tipo, Karen en los Estados Unidos, y Kevin. I want to talk to a manager. I deserve the best service, and I don't deserve to talk to somebody at your level. That's entitlement. Okay? You deserve everything just because you're special. You're a snowflake. And it says, and is overly emotional. Easily offended, ofendiditos could be another one. Easily offended and unable to deal with opposing opinions. Es como, no, that's my opinion and I hate you if you don't think the same thing. And it's like, well, that's not debating. That's not how we do it. So Tiene tanto, ¿no? Esa, pero si lo piensas, what is a snowflake? It's a beautiful, unique thing. But the moment the sun comes out, it's gone. It's water. It's, there's no substance to it, really. So it's unique, it's beautiful, but it's fleeting, right? And I believe, you know, I'm trying to think about this now with my daughter. You know, I'm always thinking about this. I'm like, I want to teach my daughter that she's a special person and she's a unique person. But that doesn't mean that she's better than, just because you're unique doesn't mean other people are not. You see what I mean? So I feel like that's so important for us to teach our children. You are you. You're not Johnny. You're not Jordi. You're not whoever. You are you. But that doesn't make you better or special in any way either. It just makes you unique. And unique, you can interpret it however you want. But there is something that we have to do right now, my amigos. We have to go to our final commercial break. I can't believe it. Time is just flying by on today's show. We have so much to do in the fourth and final part. I hope you guys will stick around.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios y tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar, hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Alicante, Barcelona, Bilbao, Valladolid, Valencia, Vigo, Santander, Zaragoza y Madrid. Ven a vernos a cualquiera de nuestras academias de inglés Vaughan. Ven a vernos sin ningún compromiso. Queremos conocerte. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 91-133-5831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Welcome back to today's show with no name 2.0. I can't believe it. This is the fourth. What? The fourth and final part of today's show. Don't forget, you can listen to all your favorite Vaughn Radio shows wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, we've got shows for every level with every accent, every outlook. Outlook is perspectiva. No solo es una aplicación de Windows, de Microsoft, but also your outlook is your perspective. And I know you guys have an interesting outlook on English and on life in general. Well, welcome back, guys, because we have so much to do. We're going to get right back into things, and we need to listen to our Say What soundbite. This is the fourth and final listen. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think anybody's figured it out yet. Okay, well, here we go, guys. This is your last chance.
Casual. It's quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does it say to you?
It restates the negativeness of the universe.
All right, there you go, folks. That was the last listen of today's Say What soundbite. Hopefully, somebody will be able to figure that one out. But right now, it's time for another challenge, a challenge we call Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double Trouble.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And here's a challenge where you have to use a word three times.
Well, yeah, I know, I said double trouble, but well, today's triple trouble. So three times.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Come on, go easy on us.
Well, I don't think it's a hard one.
But again, I was wrong about that. And speaking of, folks, it looks like we've got a winner, somebody who has figured out today's Say What soundbite. Please give it up for Kubla. Great job, Kubla. We'll see if anybody else can figure it out as well. Okay, so what do we have to do now? We have to look at our triple trouble. Here we go, guys. Let's see if you can figure this one out.
Él vio serrín por todo el suelo y la sierra. So, él vio serrín por todo el suelo y la sierra.
And when I mean la sierra, I don't mean the mountain range. Okay, bueno, es un double trouble en español, ¿no?
Él operó una sierra en la sierra.
Ah, toma.
All right, so él vio. Tres veces hay que usar la misma palabra. Él vio serrín por todo el suelo y la sierra.
Well, maybe he was in his workshop. What do you want?
Poor guy. At least it's not in his eyes. That's the worst. Imagine that. Oof. All right, so it's funny. I didn't know the word serrín when I first moved to Spain. I remember trying to explain it to somebody, and they're like, that's serrín. And I'm like, really? Because in English, maybe it makes sense in Spanish, but in English, it totally makes sense. Serrín. And we'll see why in just a moment, okay?
So, él vio serrín por todo el suelo y la sierra.
Zzz. Bueno, puede ser una eléctrica o, ¿no?, de mano.
I'll let you decide.
All right, let's see, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like we have got some winners here. This is great stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Alicia, Nati, Crisvaldo, Kubla, Leonardo. Wow, guys, excellent job. All right, well, let's see how you did now. Now, él vio. He spotted. Yeah, pero eso no nos vale en el double trouble. He spotted. It's okay, but he saw. Y quiero que pronunciéis esta palabra, porque no sabes las veces que he oído alumnos decir so. So. Y no es so, es saw. Awesome. I saw an awesome car. Right? Ah. Oh. He saw serrín. Now, serrín is literalmente en inglés polvo de sierra. Sawdust. Right? Polvo de estrella, stardust. Right? So, polvo de sierra is sawdust. If a saw is una sierra. Right? Okay, good. Now, cuidado, una sierra mecánica is a chainsaw. Lo llamamos. Eléctrica, right? Chainsaw. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Famous, right? So, he saw sawdust, dos ya tenemos, all over the floor and the saw. Y la sierra. Now, some of you put floor, and some of you put ground. And you know what? You're both right. Why? I didn't specify. I didn't specify whether it was the floor or the ground. Now, I'll ask you, what's the difference between the floor and the ground? I love it because a lot of people tell me, ah, español es mucho más rico que inglés. Digo, yo conozco varias donde tenéis la misma palabra y nosotros tenemos otra. No sé, just saying. From my experience, because there are always a lot of people say, Spanish is so much richer than English. I'm like, yo conozco muchas cosas que, I don't know if they, that exists, that concept, you know? So, he saw sawdust all over the ground or the floor and the saw. The difference, the ground is outside, el suelo, right? Which is interesting. In Spanish, it's the same thing, right? Right? So el suelo fuera y el suelo dentro. Well, in English, it's two different words. So who has the richer language? Just asking. Just for a friend of mine wants to know. Don't get offended, guys. Don't be snowflakes. Just saying. I like to debate things, you know? So somebody tells me all my life, oh, no, Spanish is much richer. I'm like, okay, cool. Why don't you have a word for this? Why are you using the same word for that? Muñeca, 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 gemelo, gemelo. I mean, we do that too, but, you know. Don't point the finger over here, como decimos. So, yes, Kubla says the floor is indoors and the ground is outside. Yeah, ground is la tierra, suelo, and the floor is el suelo de tu casa. Ojo, una tienda o algo así. The floor is indoors, the ground is outdoors. Okay, guys, so there we go. Excellent job on today's Triple Trouble. And as a reward, we're going to go over to You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're Joking is a part of the show where we use a little humor to teach you guys English. And I try and sprinkle a little humor into the entire show. But here's where we make sure we get a little, we crack at least one joke throughout the show. Now, many of you know we're always cracking jokes and laughing and playing here. But this is just where I get to practice being a stand-up comedian. You know, maybe I missed my calling over here. All right, so here we go then, my amigos. As always, the way this works is I tell you the joke, and if you get it, you can explain it to me, or better yet, to your classmates. Okay, so a friend of mine is a musician. Well, as you know, I have a lot of friends who are musicians. Vamos a pronunciar esa palabra, por favor. Musicians. So a friend of mine, I was just speaking to him yesterday, in fact. Now, he's a musician, but he's not in a band anymore. He's looking for a band, right? Está buscando un grupo, ¿no? Una banda de música. He used to be in a band, too. He was in a pretty popular band. The band was called The Hinges. And they used to be really, really popular back in the day. You might have heard of the Hinges. What they did is they were so big that they even supported the Doors. The Hinges? My friend's band was called the Hinges. And back in the day, they were so popular that they even supported the Doors. It's crazy. Oh, and when the band broke up, my friend was completely unhinged. Boom, bah! There's a left and a right. Hi, how you guys doing? How's everybody? Okay? Good, good. Does anybody need anything? Let me call your waiter over. Voy a llamar a tu camarero, no? This would be me on stage at a comedy club now, like, So a friend of mine is a musician. Un amigo mío. Jordi lo está explicando muy bien. So a friend of mine is a musician, yeah, and he was in a big band back in the day. They were called the Hinges. Las Bisagras. The Hinges. H-I-N-G-E-S. And they were pretty big in their day. Eran bastante populares. Yeah, they even supported the Doors. El grupo de apoyo de the Doors, pero ¿qué hace un bisagra? Apoya, aguanta la puerta. También se puede decir they opened for the Doors, ser telonero. So they supported the Doors, the Hinges, they were huge. They even supported the Doors. And then, well, when they broke up, my friend, he became a bit unhinged, volátil, inestable, unhinged, que es literalmente quitado, quitando las bisagras, puertas sin bisagras. Okay, all right, sorry. Unhinged, to be mentally not with it, right? If you are unhinged, it says over here, volátil, mentally unstable, vamos, directamente, okay? Deranged, if you're unhinged. And a supporting band or an opening band, las bisagras aguantan la puerta, so they support, apoya. The Hinges. Okay. All right. It wasn't the best joke in the world, but I have to say, my jaw hurts. A mí me duele la mandíbula de reír. I thought it was quite funny. All right, but we can move on because we've got a party to go to in today's famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's famous birthdays. And are you ready to celebrate? Are you guys cutting the cake? Córtame un trozo. Cut me a piece of cake, please. I'll have a little sliver. Sliver es un trocito pequeño. A sliver. Es como silver, pero no. Sliver. Que es una canción de Nirvana, by the way. So cut me a little sliver. I'm on a diet. Que lo he dicho a posta, no porque estoy a dieta, but remember, muchos alumnos míos dicen, I'm on diet. Estoy en dieta. En inglés empleamos artículo. I'm on a diet. Okay? But I'm not. I'm joking. I just wanted to teach you that little difference there between how we say it in English and how we say it in Spanish. All right. So let's see if you guys can figure out who our famous birthday boys and girls are. The first person was born in 1944. He was an American drummer and songwriter. He was very popular, and I guess everybody knows him because he wasn't known before that. And he's had some projects after, but really his claim to fame is being the drummer of the Doors. That's right. The famous band led by Jim Morrison. And he was the drummer of this band. And he's also the one that's the most adamant, ¿no? El más adamant, vamos a decir, como lo adamant. He's the one that's most firme, inflexible, terco. He's the one that's most adamant about not using Doors songs in TV commercials. you know, because obviously bands, once they're not touring anymore and things like this, and obviously Jim Morrison is no longer here, but they need to make money in other ways. And John Densmore, I just told you his name. Te regalao la primera, eh? Well, this guy's, he's really against it, and he wouldn't sign anything. He vetoed anything that came from like a corporate thing, or we want to use your, the Doors song in the new Volkswagen commercial. And he said, he would be like, shove it. Shove it, es métetelo, and yeah. Okay. So yes, and he has a book that he released in the year 2013 called The Doors Unhinged. It's a good name for a book, isn't it? And now that we know what unhinged means, well, that makes a lot of sense that one of the craziest rock and roll bands of all time, short-lived, fleeting, but wow, dark. And, well, their music continues to live on. You hear it all the time, but not in car commercials. Over John Densmore's dead body. Otra vez te regalao el primero. John Densmore from The Doors. Next up, this person was born in 1945. An American singer, songwriter, actress, and producer. One of her most famous songs is, did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. 'Cause you are the wind beneath my wings. It's a beautiful song, by the way. The wind beneath my wings. Eres el viento debajo de... Si no conocéis la canción, es preciosa, eh? Now, I'll warn you, you're going to break into tears if you think about somebody that inspires you when you hear it. Did you ever know that you're my hero? Maybe you're familiar with it. Well, this person has Golden Globes, Academy Awards, Tony Awards, probably one of the greatest performers in the United States. And she's done it all. She's produced, she's directed, she's written. Jordi says, it's a drummer, a person who likes drama. Well, they sound very different though, right? Drummer, drama. Drummer, drama. So, quite different. I see what you're doing there, but same, same, but different, como dicen en Tailandia. Oh, and she's been in so many movies, this woman. She was in Ruthless People, Big Business, Beaches, which is a very popular movie, The First Wives Club, Parental Guidance, which came out in 2012, which was today's Name That Movie, The Addams Family, and so much more. And last but not least, Alan Stewart Konigsberg. Bueno, nadie le llama así, pero es su nombre. And this guy's a film director, producer. He's got a lot of really popular movies. He has a following. People love this guy. And what I've noticed is either people love him or they hate him. Like, in my case, I can't put up with him. Okay, you got to admit, when somebody's a great filmmaker, but I can't. When he's in the movie, I can't. I can't. He's the neurotic character is just too much for me. You know, it's like, guy, it's difficult to watch you. Okay, so I don't know. And as I said, that's just my opinion. I don't expect everybody to share that opinion. In fact, many people say that he's one of the greatest filmmakers. And he also thought it was a good idea to start dating his underage stepdaughter. Isn't that nice? Maybe that's why I don't like him, because he's a weirdo. Un bicho raro. All right, well, happy birthday anyway, and we've got a winner over here. Please give it up for Chris Valroli. Our birthday people are John Densmore from The Doors, the drummer. Number two, Bette Midler. And number three, Woody Allen. And that brings us to our Say What soundbite. This is a Woody Allen scene from a Woody Allen movie. And he's hitting on a girl in a museum. Está tirándole los tejos. To hit on, right? It's another way to say it. To hit on a girl in a museum. And the name of the movie is Play It Again, Sam. It's a movie that came out in 1972. And this is one of the Woody Allen movies I can't stand. Why? Because he's in it, and I just can't watch him. So he's playing a loser, as he always does, a neurotic loser who's horrible with the women, but, you know, this kind of thing. So, and so he's at a museum, and he's trying to, he wants to hit on this woman. He wants to approach this woman, acercarse. And he's saying to himself, casual, casual, no, casual. He goes, and then he walks up to her and he goes, that's quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it? Jackson Pollock is este artista who splatters the paint, right? He had a cigarette in his mouth, a famous pop artist, Jackson Pollock. He goes, that's quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it? Hablando de la pintura. And she goes, yes, it is. Barely any emotion, monotone. And he's trying to, you know, strike up a conversation. Says, what does it say to you? ¿Qué te dice a ti? La pintura. He goes, it restates the negativeness of the universe. Reafirma la negatividad, negativeness or negativity. Dice ella, negativeness of the universe. And then I cut it short because, you know, we got a show to do here. But that scene goes on and she goes, she goes into this incredible diatribe on just how dark and dreary the future and everything is. So there you go, folks. Let's give it a listen now that we know it is Woody Allen, birthday boy Woody Allen. And now you know why I used, why we learned about sawdust today. Well, is it Woody, wood, madera? Okay, that was a bad connection. Let's listen to Woody Allen.
Casual, casual. Quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does it say to you?
It restates the negativeness of the universe.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. Name my lyric only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name my lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's Name That Lyric only on the show with no name. And here's where I just want to just take a quick moment to say thank you, guys. Thanks for all the effort, all the time, and all the energy that you're putting into learning English. Keep up the great work. Keep up the positivity towards me, hacia mí, towards each other, towards. Se dice towards. T-O-R-D-S. Towards me, towards you, towards each other. And it's been a pleasure, as always. I can't wait to come back tomorrow and do it all over again. But let's not say goodbye yet. Why don't we say goodbye singing a song, as we always do, ending on a high note, yendo por la puerta grande. Let's see if you can figure out today's Name That Lyric. En el primer destello de Eden. Eden, el jardín. No, de Adán y Eva. In English, it's Eden. Entonces, at first flash of Eden, no, el paraíso, el jardín, we race down to the sea. Hacemos carrera o vamos corriendo hacia el mar. De pie ahí, en la orilla de la libertad. Standing there on freedom's shore. Esperando al sol. Waiting for the sun. ¿Lo notas? Can you feel it? Now that spring has come, ya que ha llegado la primavera, que es hora de vivir bajo el disperso sol. It's time to live in the scattered sun. And our winner, ladies and gentlemen, born to Iron Man. And guys, you, if you haven't heard this song, get ready for an amazing song. It is The Doors. That's right, The Doors, one of my favorite groups. And this is one of my favorite songs. It's not one of the more popular ones. Love Me Two Times, Babe, or Come On Baby, Light My Fire. Touch Me, Babe, Break On Through. Like, those are classics, and no one's going to touch those. But this is a lesser-known Doors song that I, personally, this song gets me going. Me emociona, me excita. And I don't know if we'll get to it here in the show, so I recommend you listen to it. And it depends on time, obviously, but there's a scream that Jim Morrison lets out there, and it's, wow! It's just one of the craziest screams I've ever heard. So if we don't get to it, listen to the song Waiting for the Sun by The Doors. But right now, we're going to sing as much as we can together. Thank you so much, my amigos, and let's rock and roll.
Waiting for the sun.
shall be done. We race down to the sea. Standing there on freedom's shore. Waiting for the sun, waiting for the sun. Can you feel it now that spring has come? And it's time to live in the scattered sun.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia.